Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Friday, and that means it's Goss Day.
Ooh, and we've got it pipping hot, steaming, and ready for you, doll.
Pipping. It's pipping. We talk about the holiday film Spectacle starring RuPaul, Morgan McMichaels, Peppermint,
and more. And we talk about making TikToks and the joys of being in Los Angeles.
Honey, it's all the tick of the talk and the tip spot from our sisters, Tammy Brown and Kelly Mantle, talk about The Browns season 2, now on Out TV.
The last time I had a battle of the Browns was in my dressing room.
Also, our discussion of the Drag Race UK 3 finale, and of course, our weekly spelunking expedition into the Dree Drams.
Ooh. Put your wellies on, it's gonna get wet.
I'm gonna punch you.
Right in the face. Tongue punch my fart box, bitch.
Forever! Dog!
Sit, never slurp, testicles up.
Do you remember those commercials where they were like, it tastes as good as a real cappuccino, and the person like goes and makes the instant drink, but then they make all the cappuccino noises in the other room. They're like,
yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
That's what we're doing here on this episode.
Noises with mouths.
We want to welcome you back for another
steaming,
piping, scalding serving of hot goss. No one will know it's instant. This is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, gossip and politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs. So let's go ahead. Let's get into some Hot God.
Did you just choke on the talent that
it's just
from
cut
within?
It. Just cut the whole intro. Just use an old one. No. That was a disaster. That was Princess Disastra.
Your cappuccino sounds are.
Oh, it'll be ready in a second.
We could use any of the intros from probably the 48 hot gosses we've done this year. I feel like we're almost at 100 hot gosses.
So many gosses, I can't even handle it.
You're well over 100.
Are we?
Uh-huh. Well,
that's great.
It's
the end of the year.
I know, I can't believe it. I did wake up and it was December 1st and I was like, whoa.
I woke up to a lot of notifications, like a lot more than normal on Instagram, like telling me I was tagged and stuff. And it was people saying they listened to our podcast.
Yes, I saw a lot of those.
Sorry, I have coconut in my throat.
You have some kind of nut in your throat. I don't know if it's cocoa or not.
No, like coconut flake when you like drink coconut and then it's like caught. It's not nut, it's coconut.
This is precisely why I don't like coconut water. I have a thing about things floating in my drinks. Oh. I don't like it. If it's a little bit of juice pulp, that's fine. Oh. But like boba, objects floating
in my... Boba's a noba, honey.
Boba is a noba for me.
If I want carbohydrates, I'll get them another way.
Yeah. I mean, we do want to take a second to talk to you about Instant Boba, the greatest, finest boba drink ever. No, I would do ads for boba, but I don't drink it, okay? I would lie my way through an ad I would say this is the best boba I've ever had.
What if they put like...
Convincingly. Sincerely.
If they put like antioxidants and acerola cherry in it, and it was like ginkgo boba.
Ginkgo biloba boba.
That part.
I'm just kidding. I love all of our products that we endorse.
And I love you guys for listening to our podcast. Honestly, the reasons that we can have careers is because you listen to us and you pay attention to us. So thank you for listening. We appreciate it. We appreciate everybody writing in and telling us how much you enjoy it or how much you hate us.
No.
Attention is attention.
It's very heartwarming and very nice to see people posting their, you know, Spotify things, and we're the number one podcast that they listen to. That's fierce and amazing. And that, I mean, it's an honor to do this pod, and we couldn't do it without the people who listen. So thank you,
God, for all this pod. I saw a lot of sloppy seconds under there too, and some very that's lots of listeners to the moms. We thank you. Also, while we're in the Christmas spirit of giving and thanking and seasonings, I'd like to invite everybody to go to Riley Rose or Forever 21 and pick up some Suckless Face and Body. I made it into stores officially. I'm in all the big flagship stores. I listed them on my Instagram. You can go get stuff, tag them. If you buy it there, please pay for it. let them know that you like the products and tag them. I've been working on this for 3 years, and you know, you never think that, I'm going to be in a store, but it worked.
Honey, you're a chain.
I'm a chain.
That's so fierce. Thanks. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh my God. Riley Rose, Forever 21. Mm-hmm. I live.
Yeah.
Now, have you seen, there are some great films. There's Oscar buzz surrounding this one picture. And of course, I mean, everyone's talking about it. And of course, I'm talking about The Bitch Who Stole Christmas.
Oh, I saw the poster for it. I've seen the clips with James Mansfield and Morgan McMichaels. James and Morgan ate that scene. Like,
yeah.
And Morgan told me, she said, when I got there and I saw the lighting, I said, God help me. But like, not an ounce of lace. You couldn't see anything. Like, the lighting was great, I thought. You could see their eyeballs, the whites of their eyes. They lit it very well. James Mansfield was very funny.
She is very funny.
We got Ginger in it, Jan, James Peppermint, Laganja, Brooklyn, Gottmik, Sonique, Manila.
Yes.
So many dolls.
A bevy of divas and dolls. And I saw the clip with Kim Petras. In a scene with Michelle Visage. Petras Visage. No. We haven't seen the movie yet because we're recording. When does it come out? Tomorrow or the next day? Okay.
So
yeah. But, you know, I mean, I am going to go out on a limb and say it's an instant classic and it's a hit. But really, I mean, I don't think this is going to be like the Brady Bunch where it's like kind of thrown together and haphazard. It looks really legit, and RuPaul looks fucking amazing, and there's a lot of really, really great divas involved. So I'm excited to see it.
Instant classic, but is it classique? Should we talk about it? Should we give him the tea and do a little watch along maybe?
Yes.
I mean, there's 2 weeks of non-forever dogging. There's no podcast for 2 weeks, I hear, right?
Correct.
So maybe we can give them some bonus plus content.
Some plus. I think they should retitle it, not The Bitch Who Stole Christmas, but The Editing Software That Stole RuPaul's Nose.
Why?
Okay.
Why do you want to read Mother? She never did anything to you.
No, I'm riding her coattails in the trickle-down economy of Drag Race, so I'm good.
Of course.
Wow, I've never heard that so succinct.
And it is it is a well-known fact that drag queens like to look good on camera. So I hope that they are doing the same favors to all the girls that they are on the, you know. I mean, it's very easy nowadays to go in and blur a lace and maybe soften a skin and disappear a nose even if you want. And I hope they're doing that for all the dolls equally. I hope no one gets shamboozled.
Well, the Queen of the Dollhouse is in a movie also. Plastic doll.
Oh, plastique doll.
I'm trying to think of all the doll references for the House of Gucci movie. I'm going tonight.
Okay,
I'm dressing up in all my Gucci fineries. I'm going Gucciing with the Gettys.
You better.
Going with August. Being a Getty girl in the Gooch. I'm so excited. Have you seen it? Last I heard, you were Googling frantically places to see it in Pasadena before your show, Head Over Heels.
Yes, I saw the movie 2 days ago, and I just got back from the theater about 10 minutes ago.
2 hours, 47 minutes.
It is. Listen, I'm just telling you, as long as you know going into it, it is a marathon. It's not a sprint. This is not a little sip. This is a whole meal. So just prepare yourself.
I heard it's a meal replacement film.
She's long, but you're never mad about it because you get to see Lady Gaga looking so amazing and acting incredibly. And the clothes, the costumes, I'm in awe of Gaga.
Looks on looks. I mean, props to her team, to Sandra and Freddie and Tom and Sarah. All everybody's, like, she looks devastating.
Yeah, she really does. Like, you're gonna gag at the looks in the film, for sure.
I cannot wait. What have you been doing? You've been really busy with Head Over Heels, 2 days.
Yes. And you've been busy having your heels over your head. So, I mean, we...
Always. That's just to help with lymphatic draining. Don't you try it. Yeah, I've been home in LA for a couple days, and it is so nice to be freezing in the morning and then warm by 8 a.m.
Yes.
It's literally Los three Angeles. Seasons a day here in LA, and I enjoy them all as long as it's not winter. It was 0 degrees Celsius in England.
My
teeth were cold. I've never been cold like that before.
Baby, so, mama, bye.
I don't need all that.
The cone will freeze. I mean, you can't do that. You can't play around with that.
Mm-mm.
What was your first meal back in America? Because when you're overseas, you miss those regular restaurants that you like to go to.
What did I do? Oh, you know what? I may sound lame, but I have a meal delivery service called Better Body Meals. They're in LA and they're great. My trainer Marky recommended them. Mm-hmm. And I had some frozen in the fridge. So I just like defrosted one and ate that. It was like beef barbacoa or something. It was so good. It had so much seasoning, like
celestial seasoning, honey.
You know how like back in the day they were like, oh, the spice trade, it took people around the world. Mm-hmm. People went around the world in boats and died so their mouths could experience sensations
such as flavors. That's very true.
And I know these flavors again because I am not in England anymore. And I am experiencing spice, nuance, layers of flavors on my tongue. Anything that can cut through all the cum. It's just so
Anything to cut through it.
Yeah. I also see that you've been busy wearing a new necklace. Is that the talisman from Teen Witch?
The Teen Witch Who Stole Christmas.
Oh.
That is...
What are these TikToks with no face on, honey? Leave the glasses on.
What do you mean? I am in drag, RuPaul.
Oh.
I am in drag. What is drag?
You're born naked.
What is
drag to you? And the rest of you should turn around.
You?
Or turn off the camera.
It occurs to me that I receive parcels all the time and I have to post about them. And so I had to do it in a way that was easy, fun, and organic for me. Mm-hmm. And so this is, I really enjoy unboxing items in this
way. So your TikTok is just an unboxing account now.
Yeah.
I love that.
So get on the TikTok train. I think that eventually I will post other things on TikTok, but I mean, I'm a very slow person. I'm like a tree or like a dinosaur. I'm very slow moving.
And girl, raptors are fast, bitch.
They are, but I'm more like one of those tall ones with the long neck that like
Brontosaurus. Uh-huh.
I'm slow moving, but luckily TikTok allows you to set it to the 3-minute setting. And I'm like, those are the kind I can do. I can't do a, hey, hey, funny, funny, ca-ca, next. Like, I can't do, I'm too slow. I can't do it.
Yeah, that would be an anthology, literally, for you just to open one parcel. I love it. I think that your online presence is very curated, which is something I really like. Like, you have, like, an ashtray's worth of stuff, and I have, like, a dumpster. And we compliment each other well that way, but I think, I just love that you're doing TikToks now.
You know it. Unbox with me.
Delta Works box is amazing. Our mom's sister.
I'm obsessed with the Drag Society box. Yeah, I need I can't find the glasses. I wore the glasses on the red carpet, on the yellow carpet at Head Over Heels, and I can't find them. Why don't I go look for them on this break?
But let's do the rainbow spotlight.
Oh! Every now and again, we like to feature a little rainbow spotlight. So we're going to take this next song, and we're going to do it rainbow. We're going to do it spotlight.
We never, ever do nothing in black and white. This is The Rainbow Spotlight, and it's called Alone by Saint Bishop. And you can check it out on our Race Chaser Instagram or right here. Just keep listening.
Yeah. Let's give it a listen.
Give it a little listen.
Listen.
I met you when I was 22. You told me to be the man you needed. But I met you when I was feeling blue. And I thought I needed you too. And so I let myself live a regret. I must admit that I enjoyed your company. But I can't forget just how it felt when you walked away and left every part of me. I'm
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime. Yeah,
and under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app. Hello, love.
Hello, love. I've got some piles. They call them hemorrhoids in America. I don't.
Australia.
Girl, Vinegar was telling me that she fucked somebody. It looked like light switches were hanging out his butt. Did I already tell that story?
Like, what?
Did you say light switches?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my heavens. Well,
Vinegar Strokes is a poet laureate, I swear.
She really is.
She does have a way with words. Sometimes they even come out of her mouth.
Well, some of these girls in the UK, it is a well-known fact that some of the girls in the United Kingdom do have a way with words. For instance,
a word
in
way.
It Is Christmas in the Workroom on Drag Race UK Season 3, or a segment which we like to call Drug 3. They're getting good at timing the episodes with the seasons, with the date it's going to air. They've got it down to a science. You remember back on Season 3 when they did a Christmas episode that aired in February?
Yes, girl.
No more. Gone are those days. They are like, this is going to air around, you know, the winter season. Let's go for it. It aired right around Thanksgiving, didn't it?
I'm really impressed with their syncing of things like that, because like I can't even like plan where I'm gonna eat and where I'm gonna poop next, like, because you know, like sometimes you're like, oh, I'm gonna need to be home for this one. I need to take off my pants and my wig.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
They did that. They've pooped all over the world this year with all these drag races. There's been so many. There's been 2 British winners this year alone.
Yes.
I saw them out spending all of their winnings. Oh, wait, never mind.
Okay. They don't win cash prizes, but the crown is a prize in and of itself.
Is it? They just get caught in your wig. Can't give head in them.
Right. This final episode, this is the final episode, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And it's Hey Sis, It's Christmas, which is RuPaul's new holiday song. And the final 3, Ella, Kitty, and Crystal, compete in, you know, performing this song, which I really like this song. I think it's very upbeat. It's fun. It's really memorable and catchy.
Yeah, just don't call them the White Supremes.
Oh, my God.
Not out of context. They took that tweet down so quick.
Don't do all that, Gunge.
It was a Vanity Milan joke from last week in the roast.
They
posted it up, and the comments were not kind. But it's a new week. The episode starts with the top 3 queens having a little meet and greet, and then Christmas in the workroom, and they do a little badge count. Ella has 4 badges.
Honey, her blouse is heavy with badge.
Crystal and Kitty both have 2.
Yes.
And this Maxine challenge is like great for all of them because they're all very musical. Crystal may be a baby queen, but she is definitely a performer. And, you know, Kitty's been in girl groups and Ella's got West End experience. This is like, these girls were born to do this.
And I really enjoy, I mean, this was very like the Mean Girls, you know, Christmas performance.
Holly Jolly Christmas.
On, you know, on steroids.
We did that once. Remember? I wore a Delta blanket.
Oh, yeah.
That was so fun.
I learned that choreo. Okay, the slap.
Whoosh. Honey, you ate.
Well.
No, I meant you were an 8 out of 10. What do we think of these judges' looks? They look so great and cosmopolitan.
Michelle Visage is in this. What is this hair giving me?
It's
giving
gray
me
hair, Bibi Zahara Bonet. Also, it's also giving Coming to America bridal hair.
Mm-hmm.
But with gray and the pony. I'm not mad at it.
Not mad at all. And it's a sequin pantsuit.
Pants on the runway.
You don't see underneath the desk, but we have gotten a hold of an image, a full body image of all of the judges head to toe. So we investigate.
Alan Carr looks particularly great. It's this powder blue, Windsor blue, Grace Kelly blue with a sneaker and a suit, and he looks happy to be there. Rue looks thrilled. Graham Norton in an ombre moment. I'm not mad. The final runway looks, would you have worn any of these?
Final three, Eleguanza. Yes, I mean, I would have worn all of them. Ella Vidé is wearing this purple, ruffled at the bottom, huge bow on the bum, and resplendent blonde up curls. What, you take umbrage with this? I can tell from your face. Mm-hmm. Listeners, you should see this facial expression.
It's no, I'm literally I'm taking it in because it's just, it's giving me pretty. It's, I'm not a fan of the accessories with it.
Okay.
And the face is, it's a study in neutrals. And she's got this great, if she had put on like a navy lip with this, or like blue eyelashes from Suck Less Face and Body instead of black eyelashes, just something to like, because the dress is so dark and her hair and her skin are the same color, it just kind of washes her out a little bit. I would want to make more of a statement with my last look. Kitty Scott Claus.
I also think, I think the fit had a couple of just, I mean, it's the final moment you're being seen.
Mm-hmm. The bow needs to be lower or higher because she's losing her waist. The things at the bottom need to be gargantuan. Like, there's this designer called Sohee, S-O-H-E-E. She does great voluminous gowns at the bottom and like sleeves. And I'm obsessed with her. She's on Instagram. And I've seen so many drag queens copy her stuff that this looks like a copy of a copy. Not bad, but if you've seen, you know, with scale, Ella's a bigger queen. You need to make the scale work. This would work on Crystal. Would it work on, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, she looks beautiful. She looks beautiful. These are just like the tiniest details.
What would we do? I love Kitty's
Scott Claus.
Honey, this hair.
The hair was sitting. Girl, Kitty's hair game this season, like, let's applaud, because really, I don't know how she traveled with all these things. I guess they travel by train, probably, because the UK is like the size of Glendale.
Lies. This dress has some, I feel like there's issues at the bottom, again, with scale. It should be way wider. It feels like the bot, you know, when like your foreskin won't all the way pull back over the head of your dick. Some people have that. It feels like the third layer of the dress is restricting the bottom layer of the dress from being full.
Oh, I see.
That.
Right. And again, small details. Overall, it is a very beautiful dress. Beautiful gowns. Beautiful. And I love the sheer off the arm detail.
Little Miss Pussy Sleeve.
Yeah. That modernizes this very classic silhouette. And I think she looks beautiful. I mean, all three of the girls look fucking gorgeous.
I think the bodice is kind of weird how it's like, it's so tight, but also rippled. And the boob points are like up by her collarbone. I feel like it could have used another fitting, but beautiful. Crystal Versace, she's the only one I have no problems with, look-wise.
Right, and we know she knows how to put a look together. She also wore hair that is crown ready, because because you can just pop it right on, and you're ready for it. She's in all black. I mean, I probably would most likely wear this look out of the three.
Mm-hmm, me too. And I don't wear black. But like, honestly, it gives me like casual, cool Raja crowning, you know? Like,
yes.
And who doesn't want to be cool like Raja? The other girls, they look fine. Do they look cool? Do they look cutting edge? No. Does Crystal? She looks cool. Cutting edge? No, we've seen this before. But like, slick. She looks like a fucking winner.
And it's kind of ballsy to be like, I'm going to wear black and just a bunch of like chains and like accessories for the crowning moment.
Somebody just did that for NOS Stars and they did great. Not to make it about me.
Love your hair. Hope you win. Gorge.
Hope you win a brush.
Now the girls, it's very, very close. And I did not know how this was going to go. And the girls did a lip sync.
I did not predict it either.
The girls did a lip sync to You Don't Own Me by Dusty Springfield. I was shocked they didn't go into the First Wives Club choreography at any point during this.
Honey, they're all too young.
Well, check it out. It's required viewing to suck dick.
Oh.
It is.
Billy Porter has a song in that movie, too.
Okay, see?
It's a good little movie. What did you think of the lip sync?
I thought that they each did great. I didn't, you know, no one really was a problem. I thought Kitty Scott Claus took a more comedic approach, which sometimes can backfire during a final lip sync. It's one of those moments where going for the sort of humor doesn't always pay off. Because this is the one lip sync of the season that I think they want, like, a really intense emotional kind of thing, which Crystal Versace did deliver, for sure. And the winner is deemed to be, spoiler alert, plug your ears if you don't want to hear, Crystal Versace is crowned the winner of Drag Race UK 3. Oh. What the fuck was that noise? Our trumpets are broken. Okay.
Girl, that's
so
MIDI.
They were doing the spit valve. They missed their cue.
Over the sink!
So I'm glad we have another winner in the kingdom.
Yes.
I do like that Crystal also mentioned that something about the greatest 2 weeks of her life on Earth. I'm thinking that this was filmed in a short period of time, like 2 weeks. Hello.
Where did she say this?
Oh, did you not watch, God. Darling?
She said it on the show?
Yes. She said, this has been the most exciting time in my 2 weeks on Earth.
No, she meant I'm very young. Like,
did
I've
she?
Been alive for 2 weeks. That's what she meant with that joke.
Did she?
Oh, my God. We're back on it. We're back on the 10-day conspiracy.
We're going to take a break and call Crystal Versace and get her some fucking Versace now that she won. Congrats,
cool,
Crystal.
Why don't we go ahead and take a break and we'll be back with more. Congratulations to Crystal Versace, the newly crowned queen of Drag Race UK.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones. And, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack and they have that song about time and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite and you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take down time and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it and she really liked it too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
Oh my gosh. We have two amazing divas in town tonight for the tip spot. It is a well-known fact that we sometimes do have girls in from out of town for a tip spot.
Mm-hmm. But two tip spots. Ooh, well, what a blessing.
Double tip spot. Two-time and tip spotters.
Honey, we got two-time and tip spotter Tammy Tidbit Brown.
Yes.
And her sister, all of our sisters, the Baconator herself, Miss Kelly Mantle.
Yeah. Wow. How's it going, ladies?
We're like a 2-for-1, you know.
A 2-for-1 deal.
2-for-1.
You're a Groupon, baby. You look like an undercover celebrity right now, Kelly Mantle. Like shopping at the Grove.
I am an undercover celebrity. Didn't you hear?
You're not undercover to me. You're a celebrity. Don't you know who I think I am?
Don't you know who I think I am?
Season 2 of The Browns is burning up my TV right now. It's so great.
Yes. Out TV is turning it out. Congratulations.
They really are.
On season 2 of The Browns.
And Alaska, congrats on your guest spot too. I saw Tammy petting you in that first scene. And then Kelly stepped in some of your excrement. Was that offer only, or did you read for that?
When you gotta go, you gotta go. And we just worked it into the script, you know? So much comes out on set.
And the scene there where you were trying to really flush the commode and it wouldn't go. Remember that?
Oh, was there real shit in it?
Yeah, like, I don't want to talk about it. It's so gross.
That's crap. That's too blue.
Vulgar.
Sheila had to come in with a plunger.
She sure did. And it was peanuts. And there were those peanuts everywhere.
Ooh.
Turning it out. Willem, I love the court show. Are you doing more of it?
I think I am. I'm about to film a new show with one of the Cock Destroyer girls. I'm doing that this month.
That's a perfect pairing.
Yeah, really. Come on. It works out really well. Perfect pairing, sluts on sluts.
So on The Browns, which is a great show, it's on Out TV, check it out. Tammy plays Tammy Brown, and Kelly plays Sheila, Tammy's manager. So do you want to tell us a little bit about, like, how the show originated and has evolved from season 1 to season 2?
Sheila, would you like to do that? Tell them about the day you received the call.
I love how she delegates all these questions to me. I'm like the Wikipedia of The Browns. It started out. Tammy telephoned me one day and said, I'm creating content with this new up-and-coming creator, director extraordinaire. His name is John Mark, and his brother Gabe is, they're kind of a team. Gabe is our DP. And come over and play with this. And I was like, what is happening? And she's like, I don't know. So I grabbed a bottle of wine, a bag of weed, and a wig, and I showed up, and Sheila and the Browns was born right there on the front porch of John Mark's house, and Paige, who plays Ethel, they lived together at the time. And everything was improvised. Our whole first season down in Mexico, all the way up through the first season, kind of like Curb Your Enthusiasm or a Christopher Guest film, you know, we would get skeletons of what the scene needed to be. And then it'd be like action, and all the shit flew out of our mouth. Some things went in, you know. And then we finally, we got picked up by Out TV, and here we are. It's a little more scripted this season, but we still allowed a lot of room for improvisation. So
you're on locations, you're at horse stables, doing...
Yeah, we got a budget finally, so.
Honey, I love that. And I love John Mark. Right? John Mark is really, really, really talented and really lovely to work with, and very prolific, and like makes a lot of really great shit.
Yeah, he's a dream to work with. Him and his brother are a dream team, and he is a dream to work with. He did Sherry Vine's variety show, which you were in that, weren't you? Yeah.
Yes.
He did that. So yeah, he's, I'm really excited to see, follow like what's going to happen with him. Like a John Waters kind of in the making, I feel.
Very that type of vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, and every drag queen has a good, like, guy behind her, or artist behind them, like, pushing them. Like, Divine had John Waters. Rue has World of Wonder. Like, you guys are pushing this through on your faces.
Well, he's a really good team. We make a really good team, him and I. And he's always made note of it. And he also thinks the same way I do. He thinks outside of the box. He also thinks he's inclusive. He likes to include people. Like, he asked me when we first started the project, who do you want to work with? Which queen do you want to work with? And I said, sure enough, it has to be Kelly Mantles.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's
aww.
You guys have done so many TV and movie gigs. Were there any thoughts about like pulling in those audition stories, or you, Tammy going out and trying to book a TV show and then Sheila going with her? We've been in so many rooms together. I feel like there's so many moments there that you guys could mine for season 3, maybe, or a holiday special. I mean, everybody's got a Christmas movie.
We already have a holiday special. It's called Holiday Sparkle.
Mm-hmm. Holiday sparkle and a holiday shine. These are the times when we feel divine.
Sing it again, Alaska.
Chispas. These are called chispas.
It sparks. It sparks. Chispas.
I remember Tammy's holiday sparkle show at Foo Bar.
Yes.
And you just can't help but have a smile on your face the entire time of the whole show. Fabulous.
I did a holiday show at Casita with her, I think, in like the 2000s. And I remember peeking out the curtain, watching, just like, what is this bitch doing? That one pole in the middle in my way, but still watching. Eating all Mr. Dan's candy.
Oh, my gosh. Mr. Dan. What a joke.
That was with the Bouffant sisters, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Jesus. And then you put on your pre-cancel culture, your little fat suit, and wore it in there. Willem did.
Me?
Yeah, the little fat suit you got, remember? The one you got at the backlot sale or something?
Yeah, that 70s show. I wore a fat suit for that?
Yes, it's okay, girl. We do all kinds of things. We're allowed to. Fluffy's in.
No, I believe you. I just don't remember it. I wish I drank less. But it sounds
and
like
then I've... you had your belt, too, your beautiful belt that comes from Fred Siegel's, the rhinestone one.
Ooh, you know all my nice things.
Yep.
Oh, girl, I watch.
Tammy's a trap. She remembers everything. I need you to come with me and like tell me what actually happened in my life while I write my second book.
Very
only
loud.
The best. Only the best. Only the best.
Do you guys have any fun holiday plans for 2021 or anything big to blow out the year with? I know Kelly's always got something big laying around. Ooh. Usually in a uniform.
Right?
Well, this... I'm doing my holiday sparkle tour and ending it in Provincetown this year.
Ooh.
For New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be cold.
Mm-hmm. Bring a sweater.
Oh, I'm going to ride on an igloo, baby.
Sounds very
But then also the December 22nd, I'm also doing Holiday Sparkle at the El Cid.
How cute.
Oh, amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
So come on by.
I've been going to Hot Dog there a lot. You are?
I am. That's what I'm doing. We're going to Vegas for the holidays.
Ooh.
Vegas holiday. Are you seeing any shows?
Is Gaga still playing?
I don't know. I mean, she might be.
I want to be bad if she is. Did y'all watch the special on TV the other night? I was weeping. I was like, oh my God.
I haven't seen it yet, but I want to. I'm going to see House of Gucci tonight. If you go to Vegas, go to the Fashion Show Mall and go to the Forever 21 Riley Rose. You can get some Suckless Face and Body Glitter and makeup. Yes. It's in stores now. Fashion Show Mall.
Love. Is that yours?
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
I miss you guys so much. I miss being in rooms with you and sign-in sheets and all those things.
I know. I was thinking the other day, someone was asking me about something during a podcast, and I was talking about our episode of Southland we did together. And remember when we were on break and we were just sitting there, and who was that actor guy that was on TMZ every other day for like drugs and alcohol? And
he Tom Sizemore. Stumbled.
Yes. And he fell right into this whole window display of mannequins. And Willem and I just both sat there and just looked at each other like, where's TMZ, girl?
It was weird that the drag, we ate it up. It was weird that the drag queens were the stable people on set. Sizemore has always had his issues and stuff. And we were the good ones that day.
We were. We thought we were going to get a spinoff and be like the next drag Cagney and Lacey, but it didn't happen. So.
Drag
Maybe OutTV will pick that up someday.
Drag me and Mace.
how many auditions we've all done too, especially in the 2000s, early 2000s, all those different auditions. But you were on that Nip Tuck, Willem.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't have gotten that role nowadays.
Y'all are the TV funny. The TV dolls.
We were those hoes, Miss Jasmine and Bijou and all the girls, Candace Cash with cum in her wig constantly.
There were so many, you know. Nowadays a lot of that would be so canceled. Do you remember Bijou's character name on the CSI episode? Literally on her trailer door, her character name was Raspy Voice.
Oh yeah,
that was the character name,
and I only know that because I read for it. And you know who got Mimosa?
No.
Mimosa was played by that one doctor from Private Practice with the red hair. I was how are you going to give it to her? And they were like, she looks more manly than y'all. I was like, I get it.
Kelly and I went out for that Tyson chicken commercial once, and they wanted a transgender mess, you know, like blown out face.
They had us clucking like a chicken. And I'm like, I literally played Lady Macbeth in college. And I'm sitting here clucking like a fucking chicken.
Girl, training. All that training.
Right?
Well, you can watch all of that art and more, laughs, love, on The Brown Season 2 on Out TV. Mm-hmm. If you have Apple TV, Out TV comes with it. You can get a subscription to Out TV. Try it for a week. Watch it all. Not sign up again. Do whatever you want. Just watch the show. It's great. We love Sheila. We love Tammy. Thank you for joining us today, ladies.
Yeah, thank you both so much. We love you and adore you both.
Love y'all and adore y'all.
Big kiss.
Cheese bus.
Girl, this cave is dark. Do you have a top light?
Girl, I'll have a top light straight up.
Mm-hmm. With sit back.
This is the moment of the pod where we go spelunking,
unking, unking.
Deep inside the DMs.
This first message comes from Lucas. He says, hello, fellow drag queens and Big Dipper. Listener since day one, first time emailer. In Hot Goss number 124, oh my God, there's that many. Willem expressed surprise by a straight guy listening to the pod. I just wanted to chime in that he's not the only one. I'm a 27-year-old cis straight male that loves the art form of drag and religiously listen to the pod. I adore the divas and the dolls and support them every time I have the opportunity. Granted, it's been a while, but... Granted, it's been a while since it's been possible to go to a live show here in Brazil, but maybe next year I'll be able to attend Alaska and Kylie's gig in Sao Paulo. I started watching Drag Race when I was 20 years old. You didn't even know you were booked. and bored at my house with nothing to do. After just a few episodes, I was hooked by the comedy, the heart, the beauty of the dolls, and I genuinely think the show's appeal is universal. Mm-hmm. Simply put, it was the most fun show I'd watched until then. I don't do dick pics, but I attached some pictures of me and my girlfriend with Willem at a meet and greet from 2015. If I recall correctly, it was the same night that the video for I'm Not a Pearl, Not Yet a Raja debuted. Oh, wow. We had so much fun, and we were screaming at the top of our lungs for you to sing Rupologize, which you did, a cappella. Thanks for the sweet memories. Keep up the excellent work. Hope to see you soon. Kisses and hugs from Lucas. P.S. I just realized Alaska's Come to Brazil is a riff off that Miami song from the Golden Girls.
It's true. Everything is stolen. This is a beautiful picture. You are in a yellow lacy dress.
Mm-hmm. No panties.
Why would you? And your hair is a beautiful blonde with, I see some blue, aqua blue highlights.
This is a vanity that we unfortunately lost at the Dallas airport. Somebody's wearing her somewhere.
Running around. Playing in Mother's Things, pretending to be you.
This is the club.
Fun of you.
Priscilla in Brazil toured me around, and we had a good goddamn time. This club, you come out of the floor, come down from the ceiling.
I love that place.
Me too.
So fucking cool.
So fun. The girls were great. I can't wait to go back to Brazil. I think Ganja's there now, too, if you need something to do this weekend.
Living the whole life. And yes, we love Brazil so much. And thank you for writing in, Lucas. And thank you for letting us know that straight people... actually do listen to our pod.
Mm-hmm.
We will keep that in mind. We will make sure that we talk about sports. Like, why don't we add a sports segment to the show?
Water sports.
You would... Yes, jet ski, boating, jet skis skiing. And piss.
That's it.
Yeah. Oh, okay, okay.
And fancy girl wigs.
Our next message comes from Samantha. Samantha Jones PR. Hi, Alaska, Willem, and Big Dipper.
Funky spunk.
My name is Samantha and would like some advice on how to top. I'm a cis woman with a cis man who's bi, and he has topped many men but doesn't like to bottom much. However, I think it would be really hot if he bottomed for me and I pegged him. I'm slowly convincing him, but I want to be ready when he's ready. I'm not a very good top, and I don't really know the nuances of topping, so any advice would be great. Maybe suggest some sex positions, what you're into, or how to be more dom. Anything helps. Thanks.
Okay. I have some pointers here. Just because you're
a pointer sister.
Honey, I'm doing the neutron dance over here. I can't take it anymore.
You're doing the nooch dance.
I just stayed here locked behind the door.
You're doing the nooch-trons dance.
The nooch-trons dance. I'm just sitting here giving the nooch-trons dance.
The nooch-trons stance.
The nooch-trons dance is just giving. In the corner. The nooch-trons dance. Hey,
arms crossed, hose mad, stink face.
A tip in your hand, but it's crossed under your elbow. Like, I'm not going to give it to him.
I'm not giving it to him. I don't like these TV girls. I don't like them.
Mm-mm. Just because you want to peg somebody or top somebody doesn't mean you need to be on top or dom. I think that if this guy is new to it, I feel like he should be in control of the insertion aspect of it. So maybe you should be on your back and he should ride to start with.
Yeah.
Just don't try to do missionary to start with. That is always the hardest one because it goes the deepest usually that way.
Right. Wow, that's really good advice.
I've been fucked a lot.
Thank you. Yeah, you know. You've looked at life from both sides now.
When they take the blindfold off. What would you say?
I know, I agree with your advice. I double down and I second your advice. I think that it sounds like he doesn't get things shoved up inside him all that often. And so maybe, like, take it easy. Like, yeah. Take it slow. Give it time. Poppers.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. Hockaloogie on his hole, rub your elbow in it. That's a good way to loosen it up without getting your nails dirty.
Right. And if you want to be dom about it, I think a hat goes a very long way. Like, get one of those leather, like, dom hats.
Love
like
that.
A hat goes a very long way.
Also, it's time to have a frank discussion about bottoming with him. Send him a link.
Uh-huh. Oh, douching.
Let him know that tonight's the night we're going to make it happen, not shatting.
Tonight is the night when two become one.
No, you don't want the number two. Number one's okay.
So, yeah, maybe, yeah, send a link about douching, because, I mean, it might be a good idea.
All that. Next message comes from Alex. Hey, Alaska, Willem, and Dipper. I recently moved to Chicago and met this hot-ass guy at Roscoe's and ended up going out with him. Going up with him?
Is that a thing?
Ended up going up with him. I don't know. Not only was he hot, he had the dick of death.
Oh, so, hooking up.
Hooking up. Okay. That's not what the outline said. Not only was he hot, he had the dick of death. So as I'm getting pounded within an inch of my life, he asks, can I hit you? In the heat of the moment, I say yes, thinking I'm going to get a cute little slap. This man proceeds to closed fist hit me. I immediately say, what the actual fuck is wrong with you? Promptly remove his dick from my ass, get dressed, and leave his house. Fast forward 2 weeks later, I work as a personal trainer at a local gym, and I am assigned a client whose name I don't recognize. Lo and behold, it's the man who decided to falcon punch me while deep-dicking my ass 2 weeks prior. He prepaid for 12 personal sessions with me in advance and has now become one of my clients. Because of the way my company works, I would have to go to my manager and explain the situation in order to provide a probable reason to pass him on to someone else. So how do I explain to my straight-ass manager that this man that chose to sock me while being balls deep in my ass... Sincerely, with a sore asshole, Alex. Oh.
You scrolled down, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
There are pictures attached.
Very many. I'm going to have to zoom. Hold on. I'll be back in a week.
This is what I would imagine a personal trainer would look like with their clothes off. We've got a checklist of things. We've got ass on the sink. There's a missing hand towel. I would like to know how I dry my hands.
But one of the hand towels has a decorative tassel that's, I haven't seen such finery since the gallery. And the mirror above it, the mosaic tile inlay work, gorgeous. I do have a recommendation. He does have floss picks. That's a lot of plastic waste. So maybe just use cock hair next time. Okay. There's a candle. Some tattooing. Some love.
I mean, I guess.
The dick is great. The ass is everything. Honey, this is a family meal. The nipples are pierced. Do you like getting hit during sex?
No, I don't like getting hit ever. Oh. I mean, no, this is, okay. This is a thing that is very, like, I mean, things, because porn has exploded so much and become so easily accessible to everyone, I think things like choking, spitting, and slapping have become really, really popular. Like, you see it more and more often in porn, and it's more, like, normal.
Oh, I was like, you have my phone?
It's more normal. And
you
and
my
so,
time hop.
And so more people, like, more people are like, oh, well, I can do it because it's in the movies. It's in the it's in the videos I watch, so I can do that. So you probably, what's your name? What's your name, my love? Alex. You were probably assuming it was going to be like a slap because, you know, I mean, but that is an assumption. And he had a different meaning behind when he asked you if he could hit you and he punched you in the face, which is deeply fucked up. As far as the work thing, I think that you are within your rights to say, like, no, I had an experience with this person in the outside world, and I don't feel comfortable being his trainer.
Do you think that he signed up for him specifically after knowing that I fucked this guy and now I want him to be my trainer?
I don't know. That's wild.
Or was it a coincidence? I need a little more intel. And I've been hit like this in the face unexpectedly. I do pop
punched?
Or slap. Yes, I do. You've seen me do pop or slap so many times.
Yeah.
And someone took it upon themselves to punch me, closed fist. And I had to decide what
that
I was
going to... Courtney. She was just waiting for the chance.
I mean, thank God she wasn't wearing a nail, so she didn't cut her hand. It's all deciding what you do in that moment and how you handle it, but...
caramba.
It's... Yeah, getting hit in the face is never fun when you don't expect it. But you've never been in a fight with someone and then fucked them after? Like, my ex and I, fighting was foreplay a lot of the times.
Sure. And, you know, but I guess this just comes down to, like, communication. He should have asked you beforehand, and then you could have gotten into a more specific conversation about what sort of hitting behavior, slapping, spanking, smacking,
close
punching,
fist.
Punching where? Maybe getting punched like in the chest or in the back is like more.
The kidneys, if you need them to tighten up so you can come.
But not the face. Not the face. The face.
And not this beautiful face. Alex's face is gorge.
Yes. So, I mean, to anyone listening out there, have these conversations beforehand, not in the heat of the moment, so you can avoid getting punched in the face, hopefully.
Yeah. And if you're in Chicago and you know Alex, who's a personal trainer, fuck him. You'll thank us.
I thought you were going to say sign up to be a personal trainer.
No, I'm good. I got a trainer. Hey, Body by Marky.
Ding!
Ding!
We want to thank you so very much for listening to
Hot Goss. And a special thank you to our Tip Spot sisters, Miss Kelly Mantle and Tammy Brown.
And you can send your questions via email to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Do you want to fuck your cis male boyfriend in the ass? Do you get punched in the face? Let us know.
Yes. And as always, we have bonus video content yes. available at patreon.com/Willem.
Go ahead and follow us all on Instagram at Willem, at the only Alaska 5000, at Race Chaser Pod, at Mom Podcasts. Follow them all, doll.
Get them all. The link on Race Chaser Pod's Instagram also has lots of resources and places to donate money in support of the BLM movement and a link to AAPIP.org to help combat increased anti-Asian violence.
Get the vax, wear a mask, wash your hands, stay safe and healthy.
And we will be back next week with more
piping,
streaming, scolding,
brrrrling,
hot dogs.
Oh my gosh. Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.